Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. Hold on to God. Hold on to Him. Hold on to His unchanging hand. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today and I bless your wonderful name. You know the needs of everyone, including me. And I know that you are taking care of us and you have a plan and you had a plan before the foundation of the world. May we walk according to your plan. Lord, open up doors that need to be opened and close ones that need to be closed. Lord, we're relying on you. We stand on your word that we are blessed going in and blessed coming out. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing. Bless us by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going over to the book of John. We spent some time in Ephesians on the whole armor of God, and that is imperative to think about that daily because we are in a fight. We are in a battle against the enemy. Jesus has already won. Our salvation is set for all those that believe. But in the meantime, we have work to do. We have work to get the gospel out. We have work to penetrate untapped territories. We have work to influence our surroundings for the gospel's sake. We have work to take care of our families and show the light of Jesus in our families, in our communities, in our churches, in the workplace. Everywhere where we can affect the people and show them the light of the Lord, it is our responsibility to do. So we have work to do. And so we ask God to help us with that. Help us, lead us, and guide us into all truth. Help us to know which way to go. But we got to walk. Walk and trust and believe that God will show us which way to go. Amen. We're going to go back over to the book of John. We're going to begin in verse 38. And this is beginning with Jesus's crucifixion. Here we come to the pinnacle point of all the four gospels, talking about the crucifixion and then the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, all four gospels show it in a slightly different light. They have a little bit of different ways that they explain the details of what was happening during Jesus's crucifixion and even what happened after the resurrection, who he saw, how many people he saw. That actually starts in the book of Acts, the number of people. I think it was over 400 or 500 people that he saw after he was resurrected. He saw the disciples. And so it tells it in a little different light. But we're going to spend some time in John and we'll see how the Spirit leads to go over to the other gospels for some further understanding or clarification of the gospels of what happened during that crucifixion. So let's begin with verse 38 of John chapter 18. It says, Pilate saith unto him, let's back up. We're going to read verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, said unto Jesus, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I unto the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? Now, before we go on, that always causes a moment of pause for me. When Jesus said, I came to bear witness of the truth, and Pilate's answer is, what is truth? In this day and age, and from the very beginning, we have in our human existence, in every dispensation of time, truth is subjective when it comes from a worldly view, a worldly perception. It changes and it is subjective to depending on what we want to believe and our so-called advancement of knowledge and intellect. It keeps being subjective. But you know what? There's only one truth. The truth is Jesus. Everyone that professes that Jesus is the Son of God and he was God manifested in the flesh bears witness of the truth. Everyone that says that Jesus is not the Son of God is a liar. That's just the bottom. They lie. It's the bottom line. They lie. The truth is found in the Word of God, and the truth is found in the Spirit of the living God. I ran into someone over the last few days that I had known when she was coming up. I'm quite a bit older than her. She ran with my nieces and she was friends with them. And I asked her, was she going to church? And she told me she doesn't go to church. She's a Buddhist. And I said, oh, we got to get you converted to Christianity. She laughed and she said, no, I'll never be a Christian. I pray to God that she is a Christian. We have so many different religions and so many different philosophies and ideologies, things professing to be truth. But you know what? There's only one truth. And we thank God for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I am glad that there's only one truth. This world has such a spirit of delusion and division and deception. It's just unreal. You think you know something, the next day here comes somebody else or some other philosophy trying to deter you or trying to distract you from the truth of the Word of God. Hold fast. Hold fast to the Word of God. Hold fast to the profession of your faith, because it is being tried. It is being tried. You hold on to God. But Pilate says here, what is truth? You know, tell me what is truth. Truth is Jesus Christ. But he has the same spirit. He had the same spirit of our day. What is truth? You know, whatever. No, it's not whatever. It's holding fast to the Word of God. So let's continue. Pilate says, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. He couldn't even find fault. He knew something was wrong with the way that Jesus was brought to him. He had already said in earlier verses, you know, we can't, kill him in this manner. Our law is saying we can't kill him, but you can. But we can't. He knew something was wrong, and he went out and said, I find no fault in him. Verse 39, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. They wanted a thief over a man that shown that he was of God, because no man could do any miracles that Jesus did unless he was sent from God. So they knew of a fact that he was sent from God. But Jesus says, I am. He is God manifested in the flesh. And they said, kill him and give us a thief. That's like us even today. We don't want to hear, and I don't say we as Christians, true profession Christians, I'm talking about mankind. Mankind does not want to hear the truth, because truth brings responsibility and accountability. They don't want to hear truth. They just want to believe what they want to believe, which puts them in a position of authority. But there is no authority but of God, and all power has been ordained by God. But they don't want that. Give me something else. Give me a liar and a thief. What does that say? We're going to talk more about that on tomorrow. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless.